All right, so I'm here with the Lounge Kittens.
Hello. Hello.
How are you guys doing? Oh, girls, sorry.
It's all right.
Guys, girls, whatever.
We're indifferent.
In between.
We're doing really, really good. Thank
you. It's an exciting day.
Yes. Yeah. HMV in an hour or so, really.
Oh, no, it's exciting. The HMV.
I'm going to flip the absolute... How are those posters? Is what I was trying to say. I can't wait. Do they still have the clacky poster?
Oh yeah. Clack, 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 clack.
Food fighters.
Clack, 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 clack.
And then I'd never buy any.
Yeah.
No.
Me neither.
I think
I'll keep my fingers in all the ones I wanted.
Yeah.
Just to mark them. And then walk away.
I had a 5 poster for a really long time.
Why?
Because they're awesome.
Yeah.
I may have bought that from an HMV.
Stupid question.
When I was far too old.
To be a fan of 5.
Oh, yeah, it's for my niece.
No, it was for me. I'm still proud.
Yes, sorry. It's mine.
Anyway, Simon, how are you?
Yeah. I'm all right. I do want to, I think I need to address something. The last time we met was at Sonosphere, and you lied to me.
Uh-oh.
I do that.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
Oh,
I remember because I didn't really have a lot else on for the last 2 years.
You've been ruminating.
I remember Sonosphere.
Yeah,
like just
what was the lie?
What did we do?
It was. I said about, oh, you should go join Limp Bizkit on stage. You're like, oh no, that won't ever happen.
It wasn't a lie.
Really a lie.
Really, not technically.
At the time, we didn't think it was ever going to happen.
We hadn't been asked to do that yet. So to our knowledge, that was never
the truth.
Happen.
Yeah.
Okay,
but it did. Well, yay.
That must have been quite ridiculous.
Sorry if you've been ruminating on it all this time and feel like you've been
just
misled
holding a grudge. I'll get them back on the radio and show them what they'll never lie to me again.
Deception.
I have just been sat here for 2 years waiting.
You're a bitter bitter man.
Well, I'm sorry that it happened and that we're here with you again because of it.
We'll try not to lie to you today. Does that make it better?
Yeah, that makes it all
right. Anymore, you say that, I've got my fingers crossed behind my back.
that was the only question you could leave now.
Bye-bye.
So how was, like, going out on stage with Limp Bizkit? That must have just been...
Bonkers.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that we had our videographer filming it, so we can look back on it.
I've got barely any memory of it.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a little bit like a dream.
It was such a whirlwind, because we only got asked to do it about... 4 hours before it happened, and we were asked to do it, and then half an hour later we were in press, and we did 2 hours of press interviews, and then half an hour backstage with Bizkit, and then all of a sudden it was, you know, by the side of the stage.
We had like 20 minutes.
Fred Durst going, go, 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 girls, go!
But before that we had like 20 minutes of us stuffing noodles into our faces and drilling it in my car at Sonosphere, just sitting there, the glamour,
the
right?
The story is that Fred Durst said, oh, you know, you guys should come on and open our set. You can do the song without the piano, right?
Yeah, of course
at which
can.
Point we all went, without yes, thinking absolutely. About it.
Can we do it without the piano, Jen? Jen, can
we've never
do
done
it?
That before.
Maybe we'll get a chance to practice. 5 minutes.
Yeah.
5 minutes.
It's all right. We can do it for the first time in front of 40,000 people. Yeah. That's a good enough place to rehearse something you've never done before.
You do just say yes to Fred Durst, don't you?
Yeah. You say yes to all of that stuff. Like, because who wants to be the girl that goes, nah, that's a bit scary? Yeah. Like, that's just not an option.
You should have gone without the piano, Fred. It's a no.
It's a no. Well, he'd have been like... You know, that's it. That's your only option. Bye, girls. And we'd have been like, oh. And they'd have been like, Zan, why'd you have to go and say that?
Yeah, we would have sung
and
it
they'd
as
have
well.
Been like, sorry.
Zan.
But a lot has happened in the last 2 years, hasn't it? Since then, we're now actually on an album.
Yeah.
I know.
Who ever thought that would have happened?
We can't believe it.
Not us.
A whole one.
Who'd have thought?
It's in the shops.
I know.
It's in HMV.
And other retailers.
Yes.
Is there any other shops that sell CDs anymore?
I don't know. You can like buy the actual CD on like Amazon and stuff.
Yeah. And our website. Of course.
But I don't think that technically counts as a shop.
It's
a there's a shop option.
Yeah.
You can come to my house,
isn't it?
And I'll be like, hey, you know, that's £10.
Hello, come in.
You probably shouldn't say you can come to my house.
I'm not going
to
tell you where it is.
She just signed it with a very long trench coat and a load of CDs slung into the pocket and T-shirts on the other side.
Yeah, I just stand on the street corner with a big trench coat like, want to buy a CD?
Yeah.
CD flashing.
You got to earn a living.
Except it's our CD. Yeah. Other people's RCD.
Yeah, I'm not like a walking HMV. That'd be heavy. I'd be a really big
CDs.
Coat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got A to C. That's all I could carry today.
Yeah.
So how was making the album? Because you did the whole Pledge Music thing, which you got, I think it's on like 217% or something now, isn't it?
I believe they finished on 222, I believe.
Oh, it was close enough.
All the twos. Oh my God, that's unbelievable. Like, we didn't even think it would make it to 100%, let alone 222%.
People are wicked. Like, it escapes me, the actual idea that people would pledge so much money towards us making this album. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
It's very humbling, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's been a really cool process because it means that we've been able to involve the fans and the pledgers, particularly, like, all the way through the process. So we've done loads and loads of behind the scenes stuff for them. We got to meet loads of them. Loads of them came to our launch party last Friday, and we got to hang out with them and actually, like, shake their hands and say thank you. And, you know, because some of them have pledged lots of money. And, you know, some of them can probably, are probably entitled to claim a track on the album and say that's their track because they've basically paid for the whole track. And so it was really nice to be, it's been really nice to be able to sort of thank them and, like, meet so many of them as well. We did loads of things you could pledge for where, you know, they got to come and hang out with us, and we, you know, we took them out for karaoke and we took them to, like, Connery's barbershop here where we filmed I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, and took them to the cricketers for a drink and things like that. So it's just been an amazing process.
Met some great people.
Really wicked people. It's been basically a year of our lives as well. So it's like, it's a bit weird now it's over, but the album's out, so that's great.
So also, you've got your own tour coming up, and you're starting in Southampton at Talking Heads.
Yeah,
of course. The new Talking Heads.
Exactly. Yes. We're really excited to hear, to go and see the new Talking Heads as well. We hear very good things.
Yes.
Having played at the old one in our very infant stages of being a band, so that would be really, really cool. And there was nowhere else to start the tour, really.
Nah, it had to be Southampton.
Because then you've also got, you're on tour with Status Quo as well.
Yeah,
in December.
That's pretty insane, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you did the whole Steel Panther thing, which, that's just...
It was already insane.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure none of that can be mentioned on radio.
Depends what you ask us.
It's,
did we go?
Yes.
Did we play some songs?
Yes.
End of questioning. Yeah. No, we just won't. How does it feel to be, like, just going from, like, you know, say you said, you know, started off in your infancy playing the Talking Heads to suddenly you've been on stage with Limp Bizkit, you've played to a sold out crowd at Wembley, you're going on tour with Status Quo, who have been around for 300 years. Did you ever think that was going to happen?
Never.
No. Who thinks that's going to happen? Who starts, you know, fiddling about with songs, like, you know, with a couple of their mates going, right, okay, so in a year's
Wembley,
time,
a
Wembley,
years,
Wembley, okay? Right, first video... on stage with Limp Bizkit within 3 months, and then Wembley within a year. All right, girls, go. Nobody does that.
It's ludicrous. It doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel like it could possibly be real. I do still feel like that all the time. Like every really
out-of-body
great
experience,
it's really like that. It kind of feels like somebody else's life a lot of the time. And I think every time something really, really amazing happens, or people get super behind something, I'm continually surprised.
Yeah.
I'm continually shocked and surprised. I'm like, surely people will work out at some point what a horrible mistake they've made. And then there'll be some, you know, that someone will just sort of come and tap us on the shoulder and be like, I'm sorry, there's been an awful mistake.
It's more that we can't believe that this stuff's happening to us. And I think we've all experienced it this last few days, because we released the album and we have worked really, really, really hard the last couple of months to get the album out, and we've, in between a very busy festival schedule, we've been up at the Edinburgh Fringe, you know, we've been working so hard just to get to launch day, and then the day after launch day, like, none of us had considered what might happen after the album comes out, and it hit the charts. Like, it hit top 10.
I didn't even the word chart didn't even feature in my
vocabulary. Never occurred to, or any of us, that might even happen. And so we spent on basically the whole of Saturday with our respective families just continuously bursting into tears from the sheer
shouting out numbers
of everything sort of coming to its head, and also the disbelief that we could possibly have got albums, and, you know, we were in the Amazon charts, we're still in the chart, like, we're just waiting tomorrow to find out whether we hit the, you know, the official top 100.
So with the album, a lot of the songs you've been playing around for quite some time, so I remember seeing the Prodigy mashup and stuff like that a couple of years ago. Is there any artists that you've always been too afraid to cover or not?
Afraid, I don't think it's quite the right word for it.
Yeah, it's more a thing. It's more a thing about songs rather than artists, absolutely. Isn't it? Like there are some songs that it's just it's not.